They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Van to hold him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Nothing he believes in.
This is Larry Hirsch.
Craig LeBron.
Jim Palmer.
Tony Fernandez. Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Dre Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman. And I'm talking sports with Randy Evans.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage. When I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? It's another Friday, I believe.
Spectacular Friday.
The last Friday of October.
I believe you are correct.
What's the most important thing to talk about today, in your opinion?
I would say, well...
You're right. I disagree. Because don't miss Beer Night, St. Pete, Friday, November 4th, on the downtown waterfront, with over 100 craft beers, including award-winning, hard-to-find, and custom-made beers. Beer Night is an all-inclusive food and drink experience you won't want to miss. To learn more and purchase tickets, visit beernightstpete.com. So we're going to give away a pair. All I had to do was read that tag.
I have never heard you so excited do a line like that ever.
I have to be honest with
food,
you.
Food, what? Food?
I have to be honest with you.
That's amazing.
I don't drink.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, and it's not that I've never drank. I just don't
drink.
I choose
not. On a regular basis.
I'm excited about Beer Night.
Beer Night.
I'm even going to go down and try, sample a couple, not many.
Das Beer Fest.
But I'm going to need a wheelchair to get me home.
Because you're going to eat
a wheelbarrow to get me home. These tickets, I think, are $75 or $95 a ticket.
Or you can just win them free from
or
us.
You can just win them from us.
Yeah.
I prefer you win them from us because you're part of the Randy regime. But if not, go to the website. There's tequila. The tequila event, tequila and tacos on Thursday, beer night Friday, and then the wine and food fest Saturday and Sunday. I may go both days on the weekend.
Yeah.
This thing is so damn big. I'm talking more about this to start the show than World Series Game 3.
You're talking more about this than any particular rant that you have on any given Friday.
It's unlimited food. How do you beat that?
Food, what? Food?
I just went to that park up in Orlando. It costs an arm and a leg to get in, and you have to pay for every wine and every food sample.
Oh, no.
You ain't paying for crap when you go out there this weekend or next weekend.
Boom.
No Buccaneers next Sunday?
It's true. They're early. Get that knocked out.
All right. So let's get to it. Game three.
Yeah.
The Chicago Cubs. It's been over 70 years since a World Series has been played at Wrigley Field.
You're going to have to pay for it to get there.
How much
is it? You see the median price, just the average, $3,000. That is $2,000 more than the median
one
price.
Grand.
Well, which
it's
was
$2,000 more than $1,000.
That's very good. Math in public. Numbers are hard. Yes, that is $2,000 more than the median price for the games in Cleveland.
It's Wrigley Field.
The history. The storyline.
I would never, ever pay that kind of money. Okay? Never. But anybody that's listened to this show more than, I don't know, 10 seconds knows I'm lazy, knows I'm jaded. I've been to World Series. I've been to Super Bowls.
I was going to say it, but I didn't really feel
like it. I've been to NBA All-Star Games, MLB All-Star Games, Pro Bowls, concert, you name it, I've been there. I would like to be at this.
What?
I would like to be at this. I said this the other day. Game two of the World Series. I watched more of Game 2 of the World Series than any Major League Baseball game this year, including the ones that I went to the Trop to cover.
Probably, collectively speaking, all the games that you were there for, or at least watched, you probably watched more of Game 2 than that.
That's what I just said.
No.
Of all the... Not of all the games, because that's impossible. I watched...
I mean, I was being... I watched
9 innings of game two. I don't know of any game at the Trop that I watched 9 innings. Seven or six.
I don't remember the last time I ever watched a 9-inning game. Usually I watch the first three I'll tune out for the next three or four, and then I bring it back for the eighth or ninth.
Well, and what I do at the Trop is I'll normally go there. I eat as soon as I get there. Mm-hmm. I eat through the first couple innings. I watch an inning. I then walk around the stadium for a couple innings. I get back towards the end of the game to then do the interviews and stuff. So I don't watch a whole lot of the game.
Yeah.
You know, it's about the interviews and stuff. This excites me, and I could care less which team wins.
Uh-oh, everybody. Randy's excited.
I am excited.
Get ready.
I think I would rather... This is a typical Randy being Randy. I think I would rather Cleveland win so that the drought continues in Chicago.
Such a Debbie.
Okay.
Don't be a Debbie Downer.
But I don't want Cleveland to win for a couple reasons. It's not Titletown. Stop calling it Titletown.
Yeah, that's a little much.
These guys have been the biggest losers on planet Earth for I can't tell you how long.
108 years.
And well, no, I'm not just saying. They've been losers longer than 108 years. They don't have to win titles to be champions or be losers. You know, I'm getting a little over with LeBron.
Yeah.
Enough already, dude. All right, you won a title. Congrats. You can thank Draymond Green for that. No groin strike, no championship in Cleveland. You're not the first champion in the past 100 and X amount of years.
Mm.
Stipe Miocic is. Did you see the picture of Miocic?
I did, with LeBron. That was pretty good.
And your friend, and since he's my son, mm-hmm. I can call him moron. Because in the picture, he said, if this was a fight, I'd take the guy on the right. Which was LeBron James over the UFC heavyweight champion of the world.
Ridiculous.
Absolutely crazy.
Ridiculous.
The who's the rookie sensation who didn't play since April and now he's back and he has the highest OB percentage.
Was that Schwarber?
Yeah, in the history of whatever. So
who's not playing?
Not playing tonight.
Yeah. Hey, if your body can't go, if they say your body can't go. Then...
How do you not get medically cleared to play the field, but you're medically cleared to run the bases?
It is the type of lateral movement that would go with playing in the field. That was their reasoning.
Can he take one of those photographer chairs out with him?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say no.
Just take it out there and sit there. And now everybody's going to aim towards... Then you have to do a full switch.
I think that's called plopping.
Could be called whatever.
Plop down.
You know he's going to bat every game.
Oh, yeah. He'll be a pinch hitter.
Right. And then they'll use a pinch runner right away. Was he the guy that... I think he was that bases loaded, fly ball to center... He takes off for third, okay? He turns around. He sees the ball's caught in center field. Mm. He stops. He gives himself up. It's a double play, right?
How many outs?
There was either none or one. So either way, it's a double play.
Right.
So he stops, and he stares as he watches the ball being thrown from center field to home plate. The center fielder blew it as well. So he was able to get back to second and kind of get over that. But it is kind of a big story.
Sweet.
Hasn't played since April.
Well,
hasn't played in the majors since April.
If you're going to have a time to get hot, now is the time.
I wouldn't even say that.
He's well rested. He's well rested.
I wouldn't even say if there's a time to get hot, if there's a time to be healthy to play. You don't have to get hot because we don't know if he's hot. He hasn't played. But and I can't take credit for this because I heard it somewhere that at the end of the World Series, everybody on both teams are going to say, I need a break. I need a vacation. I'm mentally fatigued. He's going to say, hey, can I go to, Arizona, to the
yeah,
Arizona League?
To fall league.
I need to get some swings in. I need to play some.
Get
so
some cuts.
Looking forward to it. It's game three, the next three in Wrigley. A good friend of ours, Clay Guido, took the bus and went to Cleveland. There's a guy who, all this political crap is getting too many fights and getting too many arguments
right,
and stuff.
Yeah.
And I have an acquaintance in Vegas. He's heavy on one side, I'm voting the other. Not heavy on the other. Mm. Really, it's I'm not voting for one person. It's not that I'm voting for the other. So all of these posts he puts up is just absolutely brutal. So he puts a post up that his 69-year-old mother just bought a ticket and is driving from South Bend to Cleveland.
Oh, wow.
To go to the game by herself. And I said, that's the first post you've put up in 6 months that I like. That's awesome. That's awesome. What? What are you looking at me like that for?
When did she... Which game did she see?
Game two.
Gotcha. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think it's absolutely tremendous. All right. So we can talk more about that over the next, I don't know, whatever you got left, 15 minutes. Also, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers playing the Florida Raiders this week. As the Florida Raiders played in Jacksonville last week, they took up camp down in Bradenton. So they are now our fourth professional football team, our fourth professional NFL team. And, you know, I spoke to a Buccaneer who will remain nameless, and we kind of talked about, he said how good Oakland is. And I said, well, let me ask you this. If they're so good, why do they have the worst stats? Why do they have the worst defense stat-wise? And we started to talk about it, and he said, because they bend, they don't break. You know, they could give up 800 yards and a field goal. And so stats are, and that's kind of what we were talking about.
Context.
Stats are so, misleading.
Context. Okay, I see what you're saying.
You know, we do an hour radio show on Friday. We do 4 hours of radio on Wednesday. Doesn't mean it's quality radio for 4 hours or an hour. It's just saying that we do the radio show.
Right.
So, and that's not what he was saying. That was what I was saying. It's just that stats are so overwhelming and like you said, out of context, that, yeah, they give up a lot of yards. But I don't know of any expert, except for one that might give his opinion closer to a rock, that's picking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers over the Florida Raiders.
Interesting.
And I want to call them the Florida Raiders before they take over their new name of the Las Vegas
Raiders,
which I certainly cannot wait for that. All right, so when we come back, we're going to talk some UFC. We're going to talk some NFL. I didn't come prepared, but I know you did, so we'll talk a little college ball. This is the return of Michigan State tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember what happened last year, so I've reached out to Will Golston to try to get a quote from him, because I wasn't able to get over to One Buck because of the show. So we opened up the phone lines, and the number is
866-826-1340.
I've been at this station for 30-some years, and I still don't remember the number. Then again, I barely remember where I live. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Waterside Dental.
Gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, or they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite number 8, Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Holy Hog Barbecue, with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena, continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering, from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken, and the best sides you'll ever enjoy, Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guest on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Uriah Faber, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Speaking of Uriah Faber, he'll be on Knockout Radio next Wednesday. His final fight coming up December.
As an active fighter.
As of now. I mean, that's what he's saying. I believe him, but I believe everybody. All right, before we get to the hard-hitting reporting of you.
Easy.
Okay.
Don't set the bar too high.
We are going to be doing some ticket giveaways for the upcoming holiday gift market out at the fairgrounds.
Okay.
If you've never been to it, it's outstanding.
Outstanding.
It is so outstanding. This is my plan. And if my family's not willing,
you have a plan?
If my family is not willing to do what I'm about to suggest, it's going to fall on you.
So you
better hope that they want to do it. The holiday gift market is November 10th through the 13th.
Okay.
I will broadcast live in New York from New York City on Wednesday the 9th and then on Friday the 11th. Okay?
Okay.
This doesn't pertain to you yet, even though you'll be in the studios. I return at 9 a.m. on Sunday for the Bears game.
Okay.
What I suggested to my family is drive over in two cars, pick me up, let's go out to the fairgrounds to go to the holiday gift market, and then I'm going to leave around 12:15 to get to the game.
The game, sure.
All I'm saying is, for the sake of you not having to go, you better hope that they do. Now, my son went out last year, and he signed up for the sock club, where he gets a new pair of socks once a month that he bought
Oh, that's where he got it. Okay.
This is really, really very cool. We'll have some tickets to give away. We will have the president on after the next break. Second, before I turn it over to you to mention one or two college football games, if you think beer night is good. Beer night, which is next Friday. Out there in downtown St. Pete?
I'm getting so excited.
Well, you don't want to miss the St. Pete Wine and Food Festival presented by Publix. That's next Saturday and Sunday, November 5th and 6th. Set under elegant white tents in downtown St. Pete, the area's best chefs, come together for this all-inclusive food and wine extravaganza. To learn more and perhaps purchase tickets, visit stpetewineandfoodfest.com. Or we're going to give away a pair of tickets next Friday for next weekend's Wine and Food Fest. Today we're going to give away a pair of Beer Fest tickets for next Friday. Talk to me about some NCAA. Now, if you want to get me excited, give me a plate of food while you're talking.
Okay.
Auburn versus Mid-Tennessee State.
No. I have a much bigger game, a more significant game, especially to those here in the local area.
That'd be USF Navy?
That would be USF Navy. It is the USF Salute to Service game welcoming the conference rivals, Navy Shipmen, who are ranked number 22.
I'm sorry, who?
What?
Who'd you say the Navy what?
Navy Midshipmen.
But you just said the Navy Shipmen. And I was going to get all over you because they're know what they are.
They're middies.
They're the midshipmen.
I got it right. I promise. I'm not that off.
Okay.
But they are ranked number 22, and they have been pretty good.
USF ranked at all?
They're not ranked, good. Even though.
Go Navy.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
No, I understand. I have no qualms.
I will always root for Navy.
I understand.
And it's like anybody else. It's you root for where you're. Like, I've always said I'll root for any Florida team. Mm-hmm. Over any team outside of Florida.
Sure.
You know, I didn't go to any of those schools. Mm-hmm. the school that I went to, which fell under the Streets of Hard Knocks.
The School of Hard Knocks, yeah.
The school, well, the school and the Streets of Hard Knocks fell under the Navy banner. Mm. So I'll always root for Navy.
Makes sense. Got it. Okay. Understood. Heard you.
Go Navy.
Navy, 5-1, 4-0 in the conference. USF, 6-2 overall, 3-1 in conference, coming off of a loss to Temple last week. Midshipmen are coming in. Correct me if I'm wrong,
you're
but
wrong.
When you're talking odds, if you're the minus, you're the favorite, right?
I believe so, yes.
USF favored.
Which, again,
by 7.
Everybody buys into that. All that means is...
I just find it interesting.
People are, no, all I'm saying is people... All that means is people are putting money mm-hmm. on them.
If you're looking the money line, they are minus 260, so you would have to bet 260 to get $100 back.
Correct.
Navy...
If the minus is the favorite.
Correct. Navy plus 220, so $100 would get you $220 back. Now, the USF offense, like, by a lot.
This is how professional we are here, as you're talking.
Okay, yes.
Siri, is the positive or the negative the favorite when betting?
That just happened on air. That just happened.
That's why I did it.
Wow. Oh, how the mighty have fallen. The USF offense is so good. How good are they? I'm glad you asked. They are so good that they top the Navy midshipmen. That time I did it. In every offensive category except for average rushing yards per game. So, again, they're still working on those records of 35 points and more. Actually, no, they broke that. Against Temple, they lost 46-30, but they're still scoring at least 30 points per game. It's going to be a tough game for Navy to come in and win, so we're looking at the USF Bulls being still at the top of the Eastern Division within the American Athletic Conference. So that's going to be a good game. That is tonight at 7 p.m. at Ray J. But yes, you also brought up the Michigan-Michigan State game. Michigan... number 2 overall, now that Ohio State lost to Penn State.
It's always a good day when they lose.
That was crazy. And now the Wolverines are going to try to avoid something similar to that and a repeat of last year's Michigan State game when their punter, with 10 seconds left, fumbled the ball and the Spartans recovered to win.
Who do you blame for that game? I get upset that anybody that blames the punter.
Yeah, if they're not in that position in the first place, then they don't have to worry about
it. How many seconds were left in the game?
10.
10 seconds.
Yeah.
If I was the punter, what I do is I run around for 10 seconds.
You catch the ball and you run.
And you just run the opposite direction, 10 yeah. seconds. Mm-hmm. You know, or it was just bad coaching that they were not prepared. All right, I think I do have a new favorite football team, by the way.
I'm sure you're about to tell us.
It would be the University of Central Florida Knights.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why, even though you already know, because you do the Wednesday show with me as well.
Correctamundo.
So there's a rivalry now between UCF and UConn.
So they say.
Or at least one side claims there's a rivalry.
They being UConn.
So last year, they don't call you the best for nothing. So last year, UConn beats USF. They present themselves a trophy for winning the game in this huge rivalry. Mm. This year, UConn loses to UCF, and they go to present the trophy to UCF, and everybody leaves.
Everybody's, bye, Felicia.
They're all gone. Well, who's going to pick up the trophy? And I believe UCF's comment is, who said this is a rivalry? We don't want no rivalry with you. Who are you? You're UConn. Now, if you want to have a rivalry with your basketball teams, maybe I'll consider it. I'm sure they didn't say that, but
yeah, probably.
I just thought that was the funniest thing, so I guess it was left on the bench.
And it still sits there today.
That's awesome. The Philadelphia 76ers, I don't know if you heard about this.
No, probably not.
How about I have no news, I have no notes, but I remember some news from notes.
I'm surprised you remember anything.
Yeah, this wasn't in a note. I saw it on the internet.
Must be true.
Well, this is true. The Philadelphia 76ers, their national anthem singer, came to the game, got ready to go out and sing wearing a shirt that said, "We Matter." Mm. And they would refuse to let her sing.
Thoughts?
I'm all for it. It's Even worse, after all of this, and I have thoughts both ways, and we can argue, we cannot argue. It doesn't matter about this whole national anthem thing. I have strong beliefs, and I've gotten in a lot of arguments with people about this, and I'll say it this way. You have a right as an American citizen to do whatever you want that falls within the law.
Sure.
So what Kaepernick and a bunch of other these morons are doing, it's within their right. Sure. And it's within my right to call you a moron.
Sure. Yep.
But when you now sing the national anthem, and while you're singing it, you take a knee.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's a joke. That's
or now ridiculous. You're wearing something kind of to just flame up the fire. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm okay.
Stir the pot.
And I am now going to root for the 76ers to win at least two games this year.
At least two?
At least two.
You think you're stretching a little bit?
I don't know. I may take the under. I might. I haven't really decided, but it's a very good possibility.
It's a strong possibility.
That's how good they are. Speaking of how good they are, God, you think I'm prepared. The Golden State Warriors, I believe, had their first loss in April of 2016, have their first loss in October of 2016.
Now, do they win out the rest of the year?
No. They're not going to win out the rest of the year.
Hey, why not?
This team isn't...
Calendar year.
I'm
not talking season.
Yeah, I don't know. And if you remember when LeBron James went to Miami and, you know, they lost, what, 9 games in the first X amount of months and they were struggling and everybody said, it's going to take time to get used to everything. Plus, the loss of Maurice Spates is going to hurt.
True.
You know, Mo Bucket's coming off the bench. More importantly, Mo Bucket's on the bench. Because if you watched him on the bench, he was more valuable there where he was rowing up the team and patting booty and all that kind of stuff.
He's waving that towel.
He's a big towel waver.
Absolutely. Right at the end, dancing around when they make threes, splashing threes.
There's nothing wrong with Mo Buckets now.
Absolutely.
With the L.A. Clippers. But they're already saying that the odds are, if you're a better, is Golden State, Cleveland, which will be for the first time ever a three-peat of the same two teams. Do you also know that...
Did you know?
The last time the Chicago Cubs won the World Series, these things did not exist. The state Alaska, the state Hawaii, the NBA. Did you know that? There was no NBA? There was no Potato Head?
That surprises me the most.
There was no Joe Madden.
Well, that's true, too. Yeah.
That's easy because that's 100-and-some years. But so there you have it. There's the couple tidbits that I remember in the back of my head. And then I remember that it's inclusive food and beer on Friday and inclusive food and wine on Saturday and Sunday.
Well, you're saying the last time the Cubs won the World Series,
right?
Well, it was also the same way the last time they were in the World Series. And same with the Indians.
I don't know if that's true.
Well, Hawaii and Alaska both became states in 1959.
Okay. So when did... All right. Win or be in. All right. Because you got to be careful being in.
Mm-hmm. Everybody gets all riled up and on stats and whatnot. People like to correct others, don't they?
Oh, I'm used to it. I'm real used to it with what we do here. All right, we're going to go hit our second break of the afternoon. When we return, we're going to talk about a really cool charity event. It's down there at the fairgrounds. It's put on by the Junior League of Tampa. It is the Holiday Gift Market. It's not that expensive to get to, but it's even better when you tune into this program because you get to go for free.
If it's free, it's for me.
You still got to pay to park. We can't help you there, but we can get you in the door. So a lot of talk there. We'll get a little bit more into this weekend's NFL games.
Yep.
Everybody minus Jacksonville and Tennessee, unless they're going to play again because last night was so awful.
They need to.
That's maybe what they ought to do on Tuesday night games.
A redo?
If the Tuesday night game, or for that matter, Sunday night or Monday night is so bad, they have to play again the next day.
The next day. Dang.
I'm for it.
Hey, don't play bad the first time. Hopefully the first half wasn't that bad.
It was.
Because hopefully it's only going to be up from here. You're listening to Talking Sports.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guest on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite number 8, Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Holy Hog Barbecue with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken, and the best sides you'll ever enjoy. Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Alsat from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are. I was getting ready to break into song. And in case you're just now tuning in, don't miss it. Beer night in St. Pete, Friday, November 4th. On the downtown waterfront, with over 100 craft beers, including award-winning, hard-to-find, and custom-made beers. Beer night is an all-inclusive food.
What?
All-inclusive food and drink experience you won't want to miss. To learn more and purchase tickets, visit beernightstpete.com. Also, we have some tickets to give away. We're going to give away another pair for beer night today, and then next week we're going to give away the Wine and Food Festival tickets.
Yes.
We also have some tickets to give away to the upcoming holiday gift market. And I told you in the first segment.
You did.
How we went out as a family and my son found, it's a sock club. And he gets a new pair of socks every month that he purchased out there at the holiday gift market. So without further ado, let's get a little more information on what's coming up the week of November 10th through the 13th, and go out to the Junior League of Tampa president, Nicole Hubbard. Nicole, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Not too bad. I appreciate your time. Before we talk about the event that's coming up on the 10th through the 13th, an annual event that's just absolutely unbelievable, talk about the Junior League of Tampa and what you guys do.
Yeah, we are a membership organization, all women, around 1,900 women. And our mission is to promote volunteerism, develop the potential of women through training our volunteers to improve the community. So our mission is to train these women so that they will go out and better our community, sit on civic and community boards, and take the training that they learned in the Junior League to either start other nonprofits or help better other nonprofits in the Tampa Bay area.
And through that, this event coming up on the 10th through the 13th out at the Florida State Fairgrounds, the Holiday Gift Market. I don't even know how to describe it. It's like heaven on earth. That's the best way that I can describe it.
Well, I love that you think that. We have over 150 merchants that come from all over the United States. One guy comes every single year, PK Fine Imports, from California. And we have over 30 of the merchants this year that are brand new and haven't been to our market. It's really growing every single year. We're expecting close to 20,000 shoppers this year. And we've added a lot of special events that we haven't had before to also try to maybe draw in some crowds that might not just be looking for shopping, but other entertainment. And when I say that, I mean we're partnering with Gasparilla Music Festival, so they're bringing out some entertainment around music. And we have the parties with characters, the princess, the breakfast with the princesses, and that went so crazy on social media, sold out in like 20 hours, literally, that we had to open up other events with the princesses over the weekend. So there'll be a meet and greet. There's even like a kind of like a bippity boppity boo, if you will, like at Disney, where you get a dress and you get a makeover and you get to sit and talk with the princesses. So we have that going on. We have a candle pouring with one of our merchants, the Tipsy Candle, where you can create your own scents and candle pouring. Veterans Day is on Friday, and we are honoring everyone with a military ID for complimentary admission for the veterans. And then there is a shopping hour on that Friday from 2 to 3, and the spouses of the veterans will also have complimentary admission during that time, and some of the merchants will be, you know, discounting their prices and whatnot to honor the service. We're thankful for all they do for our country.
That's awesome. And as a veteran, as both of us are veterans, we appreciate that. And I feel safe in saying this, that you could go out there all 3 days and still not be able to see everything and still not to be able to absorb everything that's available out there at the Holiday Gift Market.
Absolutely. Yeah, you definitely can. And, you know, with, I'm sure, you know, all men love sports, right? We have a man's cave just exactly for you. So we'll have all of the big games going on over the weekend. They serve beer in there, and so it's kind of a little safe haven for the men if they don't want to shop, although we do have plenty of merchants for men. You know, they can hang out there while their wives do the shopping. We've also added some concierge services this year, so there will be gift wrapped available for, you know, a small fee. We even have stroller parking, if you will. It gets so crowded in there, and with all the strollers and whatnot, it'll be kind of like the theme parks, you know, park your stroller at your will and, you know, come back after a shop. And so the aisles are a little less crowded
and
we're really excited this year.
Where can people get more information? Where can they purchase tickets?
Yeah, on our website, www.jltampa.org. And everything's on, you know, you'll see Holiday Gift Market all over our front page. You just click onto that and it'll take you into the where you can buy tickets. You can also buy them at the door. They're $8 for admission. We're doing something new this year. Our Thursday night party has always been a party for the members and their members' friends. Well, we're opening it up to the public this year. And it's called our preview party. And so from 7 to 10 p.m. on Thursday night, we will be open to the public. That ticket's a little bit more expensive. It's $35. But with that, you not only get the first look at all the merchants to be able to shop first, but we will have local restaurants around Tampa that are sampling, giving samples. We'll have live entertainment, a cash bar, lots of different prizes. So it's really a very festive night to it's our way to kick off, you know, not only our largest event fundraiser that we have, but it's to kick off the holiday season for everyone.
I know that I can't wait for the event. I know a lot of our listeners went out last year and the years before, and they can't wait. And Nicole, thank you very much for your time. And we're going to give away a pair of tickets, after the next break. And hopefully we'll be able to talk to you again within the next year.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your support.
I appreciate your time. That is Nicole Hubbard. She is the president of the Junior League of Tampa. We do have a pair of tickets to give away. So if anybody would like to do that during the next break when we get to it, feel free to pick up the phone and give us a call. I just realized something. I didn't realize it. Nicole just told me something. Mm. The Tampa Bay area restaurants that step up on Veterans Day to feed the veterans just got a very good, let it out a, what am I looking for? What's the word? When they exhale, they're like, oh, thank God. Oh, thank God.
A gasp?
A gasp of air. Thank you. Because this veteran will not be here for Veterans Day. We've been planning this for a year.
Yeah, you're in New York.
We had a whole group of veterans, including Scott over at Kinetics and my neighbor down the street and my dad, and we were all going to go out in a pack.
Oh, my God. It's a wolf pack.
I can't go.
Now it's going to be one fewer.
One fewer. The leader of the pack can't go.
Now, that means you get to, when it comes down to it, you've done that multiple times in this area. Now you get to do it up in New York.
Yeah. No, I'll do it in New York.
Yeah. So you get to broaden your horizons, if you will.
Now I'll have to download restaurants hooking up veterans so that I can go and take care of that and, hit up that situation as well.
Yes.
So, college.
College.
What's going on, college?
So, as we mentioned, Navy is here against USF. We
have a question for you. Hold on. I have a question for you. Yes or no? Just say yes or no.
No.
No, we shouldn't blow off Rob? Are you in a mood? He's laughing, so we're going to allow Rob 30 seconds.
It's a good day.
We're going to allow Rob, and please come back at the studio, start the stop clock. He has 30 seconds to talk to Wax.
The egg timer.
Wax, I got a bigger game, buddy.
Yes, Rip.
To beat Florida State Seminoles. And you're looking good, but I was calling in for the Junior League of Tampa ticket giveaway.
Aha.
Yeah, Wax, I'm a big fan of yours, buddy. And the Cubs will win tonight, and they will go on to win the World Series.
How many games?
Five.
Okay, so they're not gonna lose. They're gonna win the World Series.
Yep, they're gonna win out in Chicago, Wags.
At Wrigley. That's
so, Wags, I am the sports lord.
Oh. All right, you are the sports lord. Your 30 seconds is up. We appreciate your call, Rib. And we can give them a pair of tickets or before we go to intern John, I'm gonna let you decide this because I know how I would go.
You decided.
But you're a nicer guy than me. Rib claimed that the Cubs will sweep. Do we give them a pair of tickets to the Junior League of Tampa's holiday gift market if they sweep, if he's correct? Or do we give them a pair of the tickets because it's Rib and he can ride the moped across the bridge and get over to the Florida State Fairgrounds?
Let's give them to him anyway.
Okay. It's awful nice of you.
I'm feeling decent today. Let's do it anyway. Yes.
Okay. And then I have a house question to ask you, but I'll do that off the air.
Okay.
As to whether you want to hand deliver these tickets to Rip or not. But we will get to that. We're going to have to run through this break because he's liking the Devil Rays.
The Devil Rays. Old school.
Old school. Intern John, who I believe had a meeting with some commander or something about us doing
something
a live show.
A ship and stuff and whatnot.
From an aircraft carrier. So because of that reason, we will accept the call from intern John. John.
Morse code.
John.
What? Yes, I'm here.
That was perfect.
What do you want? What are you calling us for?
Hey, I'm like, I should be like the best intern. I should have like a plaque in all your studios. And
genius. Why are you calling us? All right, first of all, intern John, you are not the best intern we ever had. We had an intern that worked that went to school at USF, and he would help us set up back when we did the show in Ybor. And the
as soon
as he walked in, before he set up anything, he said, "I want some shoop."
Oh, shoop yes. guy. Yeah.
I'm like, shoop can guy. You set up the equipment first? Mm-hmm. And this intern who has become, and he always will be, my favorite intern of all time. His mom called me over the Christmas holiday to say I was too rough on him. The only difference is he had his mom call where you tell me personally.
Oh, my goodness.
John,
my mom would tell you. My mom would tell you that, you know, my mom would tell you that you're not rough enough.
I know. No, I was going to say that before you. So do you have any news? Yeah. Are we broadcasting from Virginia Beach?
The meeting actually isn't until next week. It's actually with the public affairs officer of the USS George Washington. And I have to come with the idea and the plan and everything. And
listen to the show. We don't do plans.
Yeah, well, the planning's all on you. Don't expect us to plan anything.
I know. So I'm a little worried because I have to then tell them this plan. And if they accept it, then I have to give it to you.
Well, that's fine. I can follow directions better than I can plan. Now, I'm not saying that I'm going to follow all of your directions, but I can follow them better than I'm planning. If you pull this off, intern John, I will reach out and I will get a UFC fighter to come with us.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Oh, okay.
Well, because it would be, you know, of course it wouldn't be just me. You'd have the whole ship there listening.
Of course, I understand.
No, we're going to go up to Virginia for you, for one.
We're going to drive all the way to Virginia Beach just so that we can sit and do a live broadcast for you. That's what we think of you.
Well,
can you bring
Red
with
you? I know that's a lie.
Well, of course it's a lie. No, it'd be awesome. It would definitely be awesome. And hopefully you're able to pull it off. And we should even talk, and we'll do this off the air.
Are we doing this in the winter?
I don't care when we do it, and really, I'd like to do it on Wednesday through Friday, and we'll do three shows.
Yeah, that would be cool.
We could do the morning all-sports show. We could do the national Wednesday night MMA show, and then we could hang out at their expense and then go do the Friday talking sports show. You know, we could get, like, a rack in one of the ships.
Not hot racking you.
You're not in the same rack, moron.
Not at the same time.
This isn't a sub. You don't have the hot rack.
It's a new Good. Navy, sailor. Yeah. We don't do that anymore.
Oh, no, they did. You
brought that up, the new Navy. The petition on whitehouse.gov to have the rates that were taken away reviewed has passed 100,000. So the White House has to give a response to it now.
I'm going to say one thing and one thing only. I'd bomb the blank out of them. Who do you like in the World Series?
The Devil Rays.
I gotta go Indians just because of Reed Brignac. That's it.
Not Brendan Guyer. You don't care about Brendan Guyer at all.
No.
Okay.
Reed Brignac. That's.
I didn't even know he was still on the team.
I didn't know he was still playing baseball.
I didn't know that he's still in Ohio.
I didn't know he was still in the U.S.
Why would you say him?
And not so much he was a good Ray. He was just a good guy, and he came to the church one time and spoke with us. So, you know.
Okay. So.
And I happen to remember his name off the top of my head.
So you're both flying under the Lord banner, and that's why you're rooting for him. That's okay. I'm all good with that. Hey, if you can get down here next week, and I'll send you to the beer festival.
If I could, I would. But they have beer. So who's the guy that called that said? Who's the guy that called that said that the Tigers are going to beat the Noles this weekend? Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's Rob.
That's Rib. He replaced you as the intern.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I don't. Why you don't think the Tiger? You don't think Clemson will beat FSU?
It's number three at number 15.
Well,
not that I'm a stats guy or anything, but
Clemson is not one to shake your nose at. I mean, I think they definitely have a shot. Sure.
Well, so does Florida State.
I would say, John, that I'd send you to that game, but you probably wouldn't show.
Thanks, Randy.
I'm here for you.
Sounds like there's some history there.
I'm here for you. All right, before we run out of time, anything sensible that you want to talk about before we have to let you go?
All right. Bye.
Not really, no. Bye, guys.
Get that done. Get us there. All right.
That would be amazing. That would be so amazing.
I'm the laziest guy. I don't drive across the street to go to Target. I didn't drive to Orlando to go backstage with Kiss, arguably one of my favorite bands. I don't go here. I would drive to Norfolk and Damnick and hang out in Virginia Beach for a couple days.
That would be an amazing
I would get on the phone. I'd grab a couple, grab a UFC fighter or something to join us. But we're going to have to work out the details. We'll need, you know, places to sleep and that kind of stuff. All right. I know we're way over. Let's go hit a short version of our last break, and then we'll come back and close this blank out. This is Talking Sports.
Gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more. Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, where they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guest on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite number 8, Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Holy Hog Barbecue, with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena, continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering, from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken, and the best sides you'll ever enjoy, Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number 1 in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
This is the Tam Talk Radio Network.
Hey, Tampa, this is Terrell Owens, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Beer Fest! That's next Friday.
That thing. We would be remiss if
Wine and Food Festival next weekend.
If we did not talk about the Lightning in our last 300 seconds of this show.
Rib, Alex has said yes, you get a pair of tickets to the holiday market.
Yes, you will get them.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
Those my tickets to Wine and Beer Fest. Or
you're talking hockey.
Hockey.
So I'm singing All I Want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
First half, three front teeth.
The song is two, so let's just get him two front teeth. Go.
That's a better start. Yes, Bish did lose his teeth.
Bish, please.
And wrister right off the mouth, lost him, stayed in the game. First half of this road trip, first road trip of the season. It's a six-game road trip. Halfway through, 2-1. They lost last night to the Canadiens, 3-1. Had a one-goal lead up until the third period. And just kind of fell apart really quickly. Within 10 minutes for the first half of the last period, they were down 2-1, or yeah, 2-1, and then gave up an empty netter.
And that's the problem with the empty netter is it makes somebody who hasn't watched the game misleading.
Sure.
You know, like you said, they were winning 1-0. They gave up the goal right away to tie it up. I flipped channels. I came back. It's 2-1. Mm-hmm. It was a close game.
It
was. A
2-1
game
so.
Is close. A 3-1 is almost a blowout.
Yeah, in this case.
Right. Well, in any case, a 3-1 is a blowout. In hockey,
that's what
we're typically a 1-0 game is, you know, a game. Mm-hmm. So being 3-1, you're thinking a blowout. You're thinking Tampa Bay wasn't really in it. Well, they were because the open netter.
Right.
You know, so.
Exactly.
You know,
the first two games, though, I mean, they came out to a very big lead, which is obviously something that they have not had very often. They won 4-1 on their first game in Ottawa, and then they went to Toronto, and they beat them 7-3.
More importantly, not that they, you know, hockey's not important, and it is what it is. Who does Alabama beat up on this weekend?
Alabama plays. I just had this up too.
And I can't believe that people had that poll question, which I always said was ridiculous, that Ohio State could beat the Cleveland Browns.
Right.
Why wouldn't you always go to the big dog? You know, everybody thought Ohio State was, you know, in the words of Dennis Green, you know, they are who we thought they were. Well, no, Ohio State's not what you thought they were.
Right.
And Penn State proved that. Alabama is the best team in the country. And, you know, every week they just get stronger. They've scored more defensive touchdowns than some teams have scored offensive touchdowns. That's an impressive stat.
True.
So
yes.
Who do they play?
They actually have a bye.
They will not hurt anyone this weekend for the first time.
This particular weekend. Correct. Their next game is at LSU on November 5th.
Ooh.
Number 19 LSU.
Ooh, who have been playing better since the dismissal of Les Miles.
Yes. Yeah, they have. They've actually turned it around some.
It's also been better for the groundskeeper because now they don't have to go out there and fix the patch of grass from Miles, you know, chomping away. You know, he goes out
and grazes,
eats the grass.
Yeah.
He grazes. He goes and grazes the field before the game.
Oh, my God.
All right, Buccaneers on Sunday against the Florida Raiders. Give me your thoughts, if you have any. Okay.
Bucs win.
You know, I so badly want to pick him.
Bucs win.
I so badly do. I'm not sure McCoy is back 100%, even though he had a great game last week. Mm-hmm. I believe he didn't practice today, earlier today. Doug Martin's not back. I'm concerned, you know, and every time I feel confident, mm-hmm. they struggle, even though I've picked them more games already this year than I would have thought. I want them to beat the Raiders. It is at home. Oh, I know what I wanted to touch base on. I don't go out on Wednesdays anymore because of our double duties of the shows. So they gave the media the starting lineup action figure of Jameis Winston.
Okay.
I'm sure the media is not the only person who's been able to snatch this already. That will be the giveaway on Sunday. But here's the thing that kind of bothers me. It's already on eBay over $100.
What?
So, A, how did somebody get it? B, already put it. Well, I've seen media people that sell their Super Bowl credentials on eBay.
That's, to me, that's ridiculous.
I just think it's opening a really awful can of worms.
Yeah.
But you know what? All right. I'm going to continue drinking the juice. I'm going to.
They're playing at home.
If Jameis Winston has less than two turnovers, he has one or less. The Buccaneers win.
Raiders in Florida 2 weeks in a row. They don't have a shot.
Hit us up on Twitter. I'm at Knockout Radio.
At KO Wags.
Have a fantastic weekend. Tickets, whatever you want. Shoot me an email. Shoot me a Twitter. See everybody next week.
WTAN Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.